Now we're going to be talking about the law section, and the first topic in the law section is agency. So what's our first definition, Arnold?
Here we go. The person hired by a principal to act for and in behalf of and in the principal's best interest.
The agent.
An agent hired to do all things for and in behalf of the principal.
Universal agent.
The law has given rise to the agency, as when a sheriff is appointed by the court to be the agent of the seller in a foreclosure sale.
Agency by statute.
The agent works for this person. This person is also sometimes referred to as a client.
Principal.
Here's a hard one. A relationship between two parties wherein the principal hires another person to represent him or her.
What's our whole topic here? How about agency?
The other party, who thinks that the agent is the principal and sees no evidence of an agency relationship. It is usually considered illegal.
Undisclosed principal.
The rule that says it is the responsibility to reveal all material facts to a principal, including mistakes and misrepresentations. Indeed, it might be said that what the agent knows, the principal knows.
Rule of disclosure.
The agency is created by implication or actions, and the principal approves it by agreeing after the agency service has been performed to compensate the agent.
Agency by ratification.
A person who has been given power to sign in behalf of another.
Attorney in fact.
The philosophy that says, let the buyer beware.
That's a pretty scary thought. The Latin phrase, caveat emptor.
Anyone who is assisting the agent or the principal broker in the agent's responsibilities. For instance, a sales agent, associate broker, or principal broker with a co-broker agreement who work under the direction of the principal broker who has the contract with the seller or buyer.
That's a long definition for a short term, sub-agent.
What an attorney in fact holds, which authorizes actions in behalf of another person, including signature authority.
Power of attorney. Be sure you keep straight power of attorney and attorney in fact.
The other party knows there is a principal, knows who it is, and that there is an agent.
That is fully disclosed principal.
When the agent is representing both principals in a transaction with their full knowledge and written approval, also called a limited agent.
Dual agent. By the way, is that okay? Can you be a dual agent?
As long as you make your disclosures
okay. And
get the approvals. Next term, agency created through words, written or oral, between the principal and the agent, such as in a listing agreement.
Express agency.
The principal seeks to deny an agency relationship, but the court stops him from denying the agency and thereby confirms it.
Agency by estoppel.
Oh, that's kind of a stopping of the stopping.
That's right. Think of it as a double negative and therefore becomes a positive and creates the agency.
The other party knows who the agent is, knows there is a principal, but is not told who the principal is.
Partially disclosed principal.
An agent hired by contract to use the agent's expertise to fulfill the objectives of the principal.
General agency.
The word which describes the responsibility of an agent toward the principal involving trust, loyalty, confidence, care, and diligence.
Fiduciary. This is kind of the umbrella term for the duties of the agent to the principal.
Now, can that word be used as both a noun and an adjective?
Yeah, good point. Because if I hire you to be my agent, then I have become a fiduciary. No, you have.
Yeah. Okay, I've become a fiduciary and I have a
fiduciary duty.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, the seller designates only the listing broker and the licensees of the listing office as subagents. Everyone else who might show or sell the home must be an agent to the buyer.
They call that one subagency optional.
Agency created by the actions rather than the express words of the parties.
Implied agency or agency by implication.
Now, could this be done? Could the implication or the actions actually be words?
Yeah. Like, for instance, if I'm the seller's agent and you're the buyer and I say, oh, why don't you just offer 90% of what they're asking, then by contract, I'm the seller's agent, but by the way, I'm acting by telling you to offer less. I'm acting as if I'm your agent.
So we're saying express agency is words that lead to a contract,
right,
whereas implied are words that just make us seem like we're the agent. We act like we're the agent when in fact, contractually, we may not be.
That's right.
The principal contracts with one sales agent or associate broker as a subagent, and the principal broker as the agent. All other licensees in that office have no agency relationship with the principal. What kind of agency is that?
That's the new one just created, which is called designated agent or designated agency.
An agent hired by contract to carry out specifically stated activities.
Special agent, that doesn't mean 007, or specific agent.
Agency is created through implication or the actions of the parties rather than an express agreement.
Now, your first thought might be agency by implication, which it is, but this is just another word for the implied, and that's ostensible agency.
The responsibility of the agent to follow all instructions of his principal.
That's the rule of obedience, and that completes the agency section.
Before we conclude this, let's talk about the rule of obedience for a minute. Sometimes people will talk about how it's the obligation to fulfill all legal instructions. However, the fact of the matter is that you must fulfill all, follow all instructions or get out of the relationship totally.